You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
I received a piece of work from 91 in London. The headline was as follows: Macroscape, Neutral Matters. Then it goes on to say, for something that cannot be directly observed and changes through time, the neutral level of interest rates generates an awful lot of debate, says 91 investment strategist Russell Silverston. And Russell is with me now. Russell, I got the idea of neutral. I don't know why I think that neutral means, okay, you've got inflation at the moment, for example, in the United States above 8%, currently 8.5%. Interest rates are much, much lower than that. My idea of neutrality is when inflation comes down and interest rates go up and they meet somewhere near the middle. Clearly I'm wrong, given your piece.
Well, I don't know about wrong, but as a theoretical concept, all it literally means, it's the interest rate at which monetary policy is neither stimulating the economy nor restricting it. That's all it means. And absolutely, if you go back to what you were saying, it's not strictly what you've described there. It's more of a theoretical, and it's more medium term. You know, clearly, as inflation goes up, it comes back down again. Interest rates are chasing to keep up. But this is more about what's our compass point? Where are we going? What level of interest rates do we think is compatible in the medium term with price stability and full employment? And obviously, given what is happening to inflation, it's a very, very relevant concept at the moment and explains actually an awful lot of what we're seeing from central bankers around the world.
Yes, indeed. And talking about central bankers, I like this first paragraph of your piece of work. It says here, the Federal Reserve Board of Dallas defines U.S. neutral rates as the, and I'm quoting them now, theoretical federal funds rate at which the stance of Federal Reserve monetary policy is neither accommodative nor restrictive. It is the short-term real interest rate consistent with the economy maintaining full employment and associated price stability. To convert this unobservable real interest rate into a normal nominal neutral, policymakers simply add their inflation target. That's you saying that at the end. But what they want then is full employment, which they've got in the States at the moment, with associated price stability, which they definitely don't have, Russell.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point. So if they make an assessment of where neutral interest rates are, they're still... Let's go back to, you know, when they first started hiking rates. Yeah. Rates were zero and the economy was recovering, the inflation was taking off. Their sort of game plan was, at the very least, we need to get back to what we think is a neutral level. And actually, you know, they now think interest rates need to be restrictive, i.e. they need to go above that sort of, you know, that neutral level we've just been discussing. And that's why I've sort of described it in the piece as a sort of a lodestar. It's like a compass point. You know, this is where we need to get to. And in theory, from what they, at least what they think, you know, if we get above that level, that's going to slow the economy. And of course, as the economy slows, inflation could come down. It was all theoretical, but the point is, you know, at least it's something to go on. You know, it gives us a good guide of where policy is going. And that's why it's a, you know, a very relevant concept at the moment.
Yes, indeed. And what about the difference between different regions, different central bankers? Because we've spoken about the US, but let's go to Europe now. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde declared the following: the ultimate destination of our policy remains the same, which is to progressively raise interest rates to a broadly neutral setting. This is remarkably similar to the Federal Reserve statement back in March, you say. Who's ahead and who's behind? Who's ahead in this race to achieve neutrality?
Oh, the Fed, no doubt at all. If you look at where interest rates are now, we had a 0.75% increase. So in nominal terms, their target is 2.25 to 2.5. On their own estimates, they are at a neutral setting. The ECB have only just started raising interest rates. They obviously increased 0.5% last month. But the real issue here is, you know, we know where we think the Fed think, if that makes sense, yeah, neutral interest rates are. So we now know they are neutral. The real problem with the European Central Bank is they don't really know where it is. And so we've sort of embarked on this journey without actually knowing, you know, the stopping point of neutral. And that's causing all sorts of problems. You know, if you accept my sort of analogy of neutral being a compass point, you know, the ECB has started hiking rates in a pretty inefficient monetary union without really knowing where they're going. And, you know, I personally think that's quite dangerous.
I think the whole thing is very dangerous because there's three opposing forces here. If you take the United States, okay, the economy should be slowing down a bit according to GDP numbers, gross domestic product. But on the other hand, you're at full employment. We saw recent jobs numbers reinforcing that view. And at the same time, inflation, while not running riot and actually easing back according to the latest CPI data from the States, the point is that each one of those in isolation requires a different monetary policy stance, to my simple mind.
I think that's right. I mean, to come to the defence of policymakers for a moment, you know, they have to make these decisions in real time. And when, you know, economies are moving slowly and when inflation is stable, it's a relatively easy thing to do. But, you know, when you come out of a global pandemic that, you know, literally saw economies fall double digits and bounce back again, yeah, is extremely hard. And that's why, you know, having some sort of compass point is such an important concept. Of course, you know, that compass point could be misleading in itself. It could be that actually, you know, the level of interest rates that needs to get inflation down and keep an economy at full employment could actually be higher. You know, it might be nearer 3 or 3.5%, in which case interest rates need to go even higher than we think they do. But certainly in Europe, you know, they've started on this journey and they flatly refuse to even discuss where they're going. And you don't have to handhold markets all the time. But on the other hand, you don't want to create excess volatility because it just undermines what they're trying to do. So, yeah, I mean, my view here was I think the Fed are trying their hardest. They're communicating very clearly and the ECB are literally saying, we don't know where neutral is and we'll worry about it later.
Well, that's dangerous, isn't it?
Well, no, that's exactly the point. It's bordering on dangerous and I've actually been strong with that. I think it's quite irresponsible, actually, when you think about the vulnerabilities in the Eurozone.
Yes, indeed. I mean, why does all this matter? I mean, this is the point. I mean, you're in the financial services industry. You have a responsibility to your clients, and that responsibility really lies in the markets, the performance of the markets, and your interpretation of the performance of the markets. So you say, after all, neutral rates are theoretical. Quite simply, if one knows the destination and route for monetary policy, it helps anchor financial markets and so lowers volatility. And that's what you want. You want nice, steady markets, lower volatility, and the up and down movements, which we have seen a little bit of this year, and in fact the last couple of years, that's not unacceptable, but certainly gives you some challenges. So this is terribly important to you, Russell.
I think it's important to us, important to clients, but I think it's important as well to underlying economies and obviously everyone that's involved in those economies, so us as citizens. You know, I've used the example of Italy here. You know, if markets think neutral, let's pluck a number out of the air, in the Eurozone is 2%, and that's where, you know, rates are going. That's one thing. If actually neutral turns out to be a 3 or 4% in the Eurozone, you think it's unlikely, but it's possible, then the implications for Italy are terrible and Italian taxpayers. So it matters, you know, not just to financial markets. It matters that, you know, I think it matters to individuals in countries as well. And you know, we need to have some idea of the destination so people can plan and realise, you know, what's going to happen to their mortgage rates and sort of to government finances and so on and so forth. But beginning to sort of enter a hiking cycle, which don't forget we haven't seen in Europe for over 10 years. And then saying, actually, we're not really sure where we're going and we'll worry about it later, I think is extremely dangerous.
What is your call at 91, your theoretical call? Because the word theoretical has come up a number of times in our podcast, Russell. What do you think is going to happen? And we'll use the two main ones that we've referenced earlier on, the United States of America and the Eurozone. What do you think?
Yep. I think the Fed, their sort of neutral setting for interest rates is about right. It's like it's 2.5. It might be slightly higher. And so what that means in practice is to slow the economy, rates need to go above 2.5-3%. We're nearly there, so we think rates get to sort of 3.5. If things don't slow down, they're going to 4%. In the Eurozone, and this is again where we're struggling, that neutral level of interest rates is going to vary across countries. You know, in Italy, it's probably zero. You know, Germany, perhaps pre the sort of gas crisis they're going through, it was probably more like 1.5%. Best guess in the Eurozone, because we have got no guidance, is rates probably get to sort of 1.5%, something like that. But, you know, Europe is about to enter into recession, and, you know, unemployment is structurally higher, and all things being equal, that should actually mean that the sort of neutral level of rates in Europe is lower. So, yeah, that's the view at the moment.
Russell, thanks so much for your analysis. Russell Silverstone is an investment strategist at 91 in London. This podcast is a marketing communication and is provided for general information only and assumes a certain level of knowledge of financial markets. It is not an invitation to make an investment and should not be construed as advice. The views in this podcast are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily reflect those of 91. In South Africa, 91 is an authorized financial services provider. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.